Voices raised in song can really lift the human spirit and maybe, just maybe, give people a glimpse of a world in which we really do work together in harmony, in every sense of the word harmony. You can probably tell by the very name Rogue Valley Peace Choir that there's more to the group than just singing. The group's been around for several years now. It has a concert coming up next weekend, and we continue our focus on the arts today with a visit with the boss. Rob Griswell Lowry is the musical director of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us how it all got started. This is not a terribly old group, but it's got some history here.
We're in our 11th season, and it started when one of the founding members of the group moved here from Portland. She was in a peace choir up there and thought, well, why not have a peace choir here? She contacted Dave Marston, and she and Dave and two other people started the group with an ad in I think the Tidings at the time. And lo and behold, 60 or 70 people showed up for that very first meeting wanting to sing for peace, social justice, and environmental consciousness.
Now, I know you sing in some other groups as well. Were you part of the original Peace Choir assembly?
No. This is my fourth year with the Peace Choir, third year directing it. And I feel very privileged to be involved in it now, I'll tell you that.
We have some samples of what the Rogue Valley Peace Choir sounds like that we queued up on mini discs. So why don't we go to cut number three? This is Nkosi Sikelele from the Rogue Valley Peace Choir. I understand that there are other peace choirs. You mentioned the one from Portland that kind of seeded this one in the first place. Is there a sort of a peace choir playbook about what peace choirs are all about?
I think the peace choir movement, and I believe it's just that, a movement, is in its beginning stages and moving rapidly. This February 15th, we are hosting four other regional peace choirs along with our own for a concert we call Choral Kaleidoscope. Each choir will sing for about 20 minutes. They're from Portland, two of them from Eugene, one from Willits, California. And that'll be an amazing event. That'll be at the SOU Recital Hall at 2 p.m. on the 15th.
I don't know if you caught much of the First Friday segment before this, but we talked about how busy a building that is.
It's a very busy building, and we're really happy to be part of that busyness.
And so I see the Peace Choir is coming from Portland, Eugene, Willits, you said.
Mm-hmm. The two from Eugene. So.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Okay. Wow, it's a lot of stuff. So talk about the kinds of things you have in the repertoire.
You know, one of the most interesting things about the Peace Choir is the repertoire. The way that it's chosen is by a committee that meets all year long, and these are dedicated folks who research music, all kinds of music, and find arrangements, choral arrangements that we can do that follow our mission, which is, as I said earlier, is to sing for peace, social justice, or environmental consciousness. So the type of music varies greatly. I'd say we span maybe 200 years of repertoire in a typical concert. That song that you just heard part of was from a previous year in the Peace Choir, and we happen to be doing that exact song this year in the Peace Choir. But this year you'll hear it much more lively with African percussion added, and we're a much larger choir now than we were then. We're 115 members.
Wow. So break the code for us. What does Nkosi Sikelele mean?
Ah, you would ask
put
that.
You on the spot.
I believe that's a song of welcoming, and that's a traditional South African song. But I could be wrong on that.
Okay, let's hear something in English then. This is cut number four. This is called Journey in Peace. We cribbed this from your website, from the Rogue Valley Peace Choir. Antelope Valley Peace Choir singing Journey in Peace. We cribbed this off of your website. Rob Griswell Lowry is the musical director of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir and our guest on The Exchange. Questions or comments, go to 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760, or you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. There's a rich, I mean, obviously not everything you're singing about is peace and welcoming, but it seems like it's a good focus to have, and it seems like there's a rich vein to mine just in that realm.
There is a very rich vein. Just to give you an idea of some of the songs we're doing this year, Simple Gifts, the Quaker hymn, Ella's Song, which is a song written by Bernice Johnson Reagan of Sweet Honey in the Rock, about women's power and women's rights. Very powerful song. We're singing a song called Turn, Turn, Turn by Rafi. I heard a YouTube version of this where he's teaching the song to a stadium of 6,000 or 8,000 people in South Africa, and the whole stadium is singing the song. It's about saving the world for our children. We also sing a song called Deep Peace, which is deep peace of the flowing river to you, deep peace. You know, it's a very beautiful and meaningful lyric. Another song we're doing is Fragile by Sting. Harriet Tubman, which is, of course, about the great Underground Railroad activist. One Love by Bob Marley. Prayer of the Children, which is a song about the children stuck in war in Czechoslovakia. And so it runs the gamut, you know. We try to mix it up in terms of lively and contemplative. To keep the, you know, keep it to be an exciting and fun program. Essentially, most of the folks in the Peace Choir have sought out the Peace Choir, I believe, in order to have fun singing, but more importantly, to do something meaningful with that fun as opposed to just singing for their own pure pleasure and enjoyment. You know, we look at it as casting stones upon a huge pond and hoping that those little ripples from those stones might reach the other side.
So how topical do you get? I mean, you mentioned some of the subject matter that comes up in some of the pieces you sing, and I'm just curious to know, I mean, how much you want to, particularly in the world today where there's stuff going on in the Middle East that is just shocking people on what seems like a daily basis. I mean, how much do you want to get, in essence, in people's faces with the choices of pieces?
That's a good question. I think that music, you know, the songs that are out there that are published, we don't do any music, any original music. So we don't write songs topical to the current political situations. But I think it would be safe to say that we address current situations through metaphor and talking about, you know, what it would be like to be in a world where there really is peace. Another song we're doing is Shower the People by James Taylor, mashed up with the Beatles' All You Need Is Love.
That sounds like a great mashup.
Thank you. It happens to be my own arrangement.
I was going to ask you how much of the arranging goes on yourself, because there are some songs that probably don't have full choral arrangements for them.
There are quite a number of commissioned arrangements that happen in the Peace Choir over the years. I'd say we average one out of the 14 song repertoire per year is a commissioned arrangement.
And was that Shower the People and All You Need Is Love?
Yes.
That's your mashup?
Yep.
Was the concept of a mashup already out there in choir world before Glee made it popular on TV a few years ago?
You bet. I'd say it probably goes back hundreds of years.
So you mentioned that 115 members in the Rogue Valley Peace Choir now, which is kind of double what you started with, it sounds like.
That's exactly. That 4 years ago, it was down to about 60.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think from my point of view, I look at my job as the music director is primarily, aside from trying to help the music be as good as possible, is for everybody to have fun. To me, it's not, if you're giving your own time and effort and energy and, you know, paying a little money to be in a choir, you don't want to come there and be harangued to make the music better. I look at it more as it's a time for us all to be joyful together. So I think that makes a big difference in terms of bringing in new members. But honestly, I believe the thing that really brings in the membership is the fact that we get to sing for something that we all really desire and believe in.
And so how do people get in? I noticed that it's listed as a non-audition choir.
That's correct. And the music that we learn, we work on all year long and present in a final spring concert, which will be May 15th and 17th this year. The 17th will be 3 p.m. Sunday the 17th at the Ashland United Methodist Church. And the 15th will be at 7 p.m. in Medford at the UCC Church.
But as also was pointed out at the website, you're not denominational. I mean, you're singing for peace and there are spiritual values here, but not connected to any particular religious tradition.
That's exactly correct. And in fact, we try to steer clear of actually promoting any particular tradition and include multiple traditions. One of the songs we do in the smaller ensemble is called Salam, or Bringing Pieces on Your Shoulders, and it's sung in three different languages, English, Arabic, and Hebrew, in the three different verses, all talking about, peace is all of our responsibility.
That's a great mashup, too, with those languages together. I wonder if you get into some interesting convolutions picking music, because, the songs that come to mind with peace as one of the concepts is things like Let There Be Peace on Earth, but, of course, there's the phrase, with God as our Father. Do you steer clear of those because there's no religious tradition or embrace it?
Let me put it to you this way. There is lively debate in the music selection committee about all of these aspects. And we do occasionally have just a little bit of religious language. We're doing one song called Create a Rhythm, which has Lord, but it's a gospel tradition song, and it doesn't specify any one Lord.
Doesn't say which Lord.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're fairly safe on that one. It is really important that we are inclusive. That's our main goal.
Let's hear some more from the Rogue Valley Peace Choir. Here's the one piece we haven't heard yet. This is called The Bringing Peace from the Rogue Valley Peace Choir. Singing in English and Arabic and Hebrew.
Yep. We had a little bit of the Arabic there, and then it was about to go into the Hebrew version, but we'd have to listen to it for a while.
This has been a world-traveling group, the Rogue Valley Peace Choir, I understand.
Yes, the group did go to Japan for Hiroshima Memorial, and that was a very moving event for the group. I wasn't in the group at the time. But it's still talked about. It was a watershed moment for the group. It was also, as a result of that, we've participated in the yearly Hiroshima Memorial here in Ashland, and this last year actually brought folks over from Japan for that memorial who were there when we went to Japan for the same event. So it was... And that was a very meaningful experience for us.
Sounds like some members of the choir made some lifelong friends in Japan, perhaps.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Are there thoughts about similar trips in the future? I mean, I imagine there are a few people with 115 people. I'm sure some people have an idea for places to go.
There's a lot of talk about Cuba, but it would be probably a little bit early for me to say anything's definitely happening.
All right. But, you know, when you're singing for peace, it seems like you you can act as ambassadors in a number of places. But I imagine there would be some rather daunting challenges trying to get at least a big chunk of the 115 people all together with the time off, with the money to travel, et cetera.
That's exactly right. Very daunting. I'd say it's, but the good part about it is many of the members of the group are retired, so time is probably a little bit less of an issue. Money's a big issue. Logistics is probably the biggest issue. Actually, you know, we actually tried to go to Cuba a few years ago. Of course, the embargo was on full blower, and we just weren't able to pull it off. But now that things are starting to ease a little bit, the chatter has gone up quite a bit about it.
All right. If you take another trip, we want to talk to you before you go and okay. When you come back as well.
All right.
So
you.
The concert again is called the Choral Kaleidoscope. It's 5 choirs sing for peace. This is next Sunday, February 15th, from 2 to 4:30 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall.
That's correct.
Rob Griswell Lowry is the music director of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir, and he's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Good to see you, Rob. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.